Good morning, everyone, wherever you are. It is so good to be speaking to you today, even though I cannot see you. But I can picture you. Elizabeth asked Richard and myself in January if we would be willing to do the talk on Palm Sunday. And I said at the time that I would be okay, but Richard was feeling very tired and probably wouldn't be involved. Little did we know where we would be now and the journey we would be on. I was tempted to back off several times, but never quite did it. However, last week, following some words I read, a thought clicked in my brain, and I decided to see where it would lead, and this is it. I apologize now if some things are unclear or confused. I just pray you will catch hold of the heart of what I wanted to share. So today is a celebration we call Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and the beginning of Easter week. Whenever celebrations take place, there should be nibbles and drinks, maybe even balloons. So if you feel you're not prepared, please press pause and get yourself sorted. I'm going to read about this event from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, although each of the four Gospels includes different elements. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." I found I was looking at the story as if through two lenses. One is perhaps more obvious and one more subtle. One, perhaps, how do the crowd see Jesus? And two, how does Jesus see himself? So the first lens, as you read, you are very aware of lots of people being excited at the sight of Jesus entering Jerusalem, on a high. Luke talks of a large crowd of Jesus' disciples and followers, thanking God and praising him with loud voices for all the great things they had seen and heard. Miracles, healings, amazing teaching, a prophet of God. John talks about people who were telling everyone about the raising of Lazarus from the tomb only a short while before, stirring them up in excitement. They had to see this man. People began shouting and singing from Psalm 118, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The same psalm speaks of people coming with branches in their hands to march around the altar in worship. Through this lens, we see Jesus as a focus of this whole event, long-awaited Messiah and King, who would release them from the oppression of the Romans. The second lens came through Lent readings by Maggie Dawn, a theology teacher and Anglican priest. She says that the entry into Jerusalem was less likely to have been organised around Jesus than to have been an existing pilgrimage that Jesus joined. In New Testament times, all Israelite males were expected to make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. According to Josephus, a historian, the temporary population of Jerusalem at such times could be as high as 3 million, although modern scholars reduce this to a more realistic figure of 180,000. By the time the Gospel writers wrote about the happenings of that day, they were looking back on events with a richer interpretation. It was the word pilgrimage that struck a chord with me and got my mind thinking a bit differently. In some ways, the word pilgrimage can seem an old, outdated word, may be memories of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, but it is a word that still holds great meaning, because it has been and is always to do with a searching for God and a deepening connection with God, a search for meaning, purpose, value and truth in life. It might involve journeying to a sacred place, or simply journeying. I love the words of Psalm 84. How happy are those who are eager to make the pilgrimage to Mount Zion. As they pass through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs, where pools of blessing collect after the rains. They grow strong as they go. They will see the God of gods in Zion. How do those words make you feel? Words such as happy, refreshing, blessing, stronger. The Celtic saints in the early hundreds walked from place to place every day. The journeys they took day by day were part of the pilgrimage of life. They sang psalms, such as this one, as they went, aware of God's presence in all aspects of life, blessing their inner life journey, as well as the world they physically journeyed through. People on pilgrimage often travel together. They talk, they sing, they share stories and encourage. When Jesus joined the pilgrimage for the Feast of the Passover, seated on a donkey, he was making a statement about who he was. A statement, as I have said, probably not even recognised by his disciples until after the crucifixion and the resurrection. The prophecy of Zechariah, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion, see your king is coming seated on a donkey's colt," speaks of the character of Jesus, the servant king. In the ancient world, a king making a triumphal entry into an arena would ride on a white stallion. He would make no attempts at humility. He would not be deferring his glory to God or telling people not to mention his identity to anyone. That's not what kings did. But Jesus was different. He was the king who washed people's feet, got alongside the outsider, said the least are the greatest, and who wept at the tomb of a friend. As church, we are followers of Jesus, pilgrims journeying together, and as on that first Palm Sunday, Jesus journeys with us in all the circumstances of our lives. Together we share our joys and sorrows, our struggles, our pain. Life for Richard, myself and all the family has been difficult and painful these past 3 months, with Richard being so poorly and ultimately being diagnosed with cancer, a roller coaster of uncertainty and questioning, a hard journey, to put it mildly. But we have been so blessed by the love, support, prayers and words of encouragement from so many. It has been overwhelming in an amazing way. Every act of love has had the personal touch, each one revealing the heart of love that God has placed within them, uniquely, like no other. Our Catholic neighbour gave us some water from Lourdes. Here are just a few of the words we have received. Do they take your thinking back to the positive blessing words of Psalm 84 about pilgrimage? The Lord will stand with you and give you strength. Each day he carries us in his arms. He will cover you with his wings. You will be safe in his care. Cling to hope, and my rays of light will reach you through the darkness. We walk together with Christ. We struggle together with Christ. We celebrate together in mountaintop experiences with Christ. And sometimes we carry each other with Christ. Before I close with a blessing, I would like us to use the words of a hymn as a prayer. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey and companions on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold the Christ light for you. In the night time of your fear, I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony, born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. I'll close with a blessing. On this Palm Sunday, go in peace and walk together with the Christ. And may our lives be filled with faith, brave in the hope of the Spirit, and close to the healing hand of God. Amen.